love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. This, again, is the automatically deleted husband. I'm still trying to... I want my wife back. I did a modest... I took my boots to get my heels replaced again. You know, it's the monthly thing. But as yesterday, I was going to do a longer walk, but I decided not to because... my hip was hurting, mildly. But again, it just reminded me of the issue I brought up yesterday. And I'm tired, so I got to get in the shower, and I'm going to bed early. But the other thing is, I watched a little blurb about in Israel now. They're, you know, because they were taking the lead earlier on the cell phone app. So you can turn in your neighbor. I mean, they have that there. And now they're going more and more. If you want to go into public places, no job if you don't get the vaccine and so forth. They're one of the countries leading that. China's doing it in a different way. But England is doing it in a slightly different way too. And Canada, you know, they were putting in the law where if you leave the country and come back, you have to pay at your own expense to spend 2 weeks at a hotel before you can come into the country. I mean, it was, I think, postponed at least. But I mean, it's getting ridiculous. So I wonder about my family. I really wonder about my family. Do you know why? It's false. The whole panic-demic thing is false. Or are you buying what the news media says, what the government says, what the guy in the white coats say? You know, the mask, the more and more, you know, the irony is, the more I use the term that the mask is the armband of 100 years ago. And who is the one imposing this, the restrictions on this so heavily? It's the country of Israel, which kind of calls into question their participation in the armband issue, which anyway. But I am concerned about my family. Are they living in fear? I wonder. But either way, you want somebody who loves you, both my wife and my kids. I'm here. Let me know. I love you.